Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Today is the first Sunday of the month, and so we'll be having our prayer episode. If you would like to be prayed for next month, you can go to marydemuth.com/pray, and I will pray for you. So today we are working our way through Psalm 17. It's a Psalm of David, and let me read it for you. The NIV says this: O Lord, hear my plea for justice. Listen to my cry for help. Pay attention to my prayer, for it comes from honest lips. Declare me innocent, for you see those who do right. You have tested my thoughts and examined my heart in the night. You have scrutinized me and found nothing wrong. I am determined not to sin in what I say. I have followed your commands, which keep me from following cruel and evil people. My steps have stayed on your path. I have not wavered from following you. I am praying to you because I know you will answer, O God. Bend down and listen as I pray. Show me your unfailing love in wonderful ways. By your mighty power, you rescue those who seek refuge from their enemies. Guard me as you would guard your own eyes. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. Protect me from wicked people who attack me, from murderous enemies who surround me. They are without pity. Listen to their boasting. They track me down and surround me, watching for the chance to throw me to the ground. They are like hungry lions, eager to tear me apart, like young lions hiding in ambush. Arise, O Lord, stand against them and bring them to their knees. Rescue me from the wicked with your sword. By the power of your hand, O Lord, destroy those who look to this world for their reward. But satisfy the hunger of your treasured ones. May their children have plenty, leaving an inheritance for their descendants. Because I am righteous, I will see you. When I awake, I will see you face to face and be satisfied. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, what a beautiful psalm, and especially for those who are walking through an injustice right now and are longing to be, longing to hear your voice and crying out to you. And I'm so grateful that you are a God of justice. You see when people are innocent. You see when they're not. You have tested us and tried us. You know when we're anxious. You know when we lie down, when we stand up. You know whether we're following your commands or not. And Lord, it is such a peaceful thing to be able to say, my steps have stayed on your path. I have not wavered from following you. I pray for the person today whose steps have strayed, where they have wavered from following you. And I pray today would be a day that they would make that decision again to follow after you, to trust you, to lean into your heart, to ask for your advice, to surrender all the worries and cares and frustrations and sins and all of the things that occupy our minds to you, because you are a good God who loves to carry the burdens of his people. Lord, you are a God who answers, and we do ask that you would bend down and listen as we pray. Lord, we need your unfailing love, and we need your rescue and your power. We don't choose to seek refuge in our enemies. Instead, we seek refuge in you. Lord, help us to be hidden in the shadow of your wings, which is such a beautiful image, and I just feel like it's a protective imagery or a protective metaphor. Lord, we need protection today. We need protection from the evil one who comes to steal, kill, and destroy us. Help us to open our eyes to the evil in the world, not to revel in it, but to expose it, to see it, to discern it, and to call it out in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for the person today who is being hurt by another person with their words. There's been slanderous behavior. There's been an assassination of character. And Lord, yet you know what's going on, and you are our defender. And so we entrust our reputation to you. We choose not to worry about what other people are saying about us. And we choose to trust in you, the keeper of all things. Lord, please satisfy our hunger, and may it be that our hunger is in you and not in the things of this world, not in having success, not in having all of our ducks in a row or all our expectations met. Instead, may it be that we would hunger and thirst for you. Lord, we will see you face to face one day, and help us today as we struggle to know that this is going to happen. Lord, what a beautiful day that will be when we finally see your face. Wow, I can't imagine what that'll be like. I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, now I'm going to share a couple prayer requests that I got this month, and I will pray for them, and we will be on our way on this Sunday.
I would like to please pray for healing from the COVID-19 virus, and for speedy recovery.
Lord Jesus, I do lift up those who are struggling with COVID right now and those who are broken beyond words because of it. Lord, I pray for more vaccinations, more people immune, more people safe, and I pray for an eradication of this virus. I pray that you would have mercy upon this world, that you would have that herd immunity happen. I pray for people to be able to start back into their lives again. And Lord, as we wait for that, give us patience as we do. Lord, this has been a serious and difficult year. I pray for all those who have lost someone through the pandemic. And I pray today you would just give them the comfort that they need. Thank you that they don't have to pull themselves up. They don't have to try to pretend everything's okay. You already know what they're going through. You know their grief. You are a man of sorrows, accompanied with a lot of grief. And so, Lord, thank you that you are understanding of that. Would you grieve alongside my friend who is grieving today? Would you help us to understand that you carry those griefs? And Lord, help us to know that this is going to be a long grieving process, and to give ourselves the kind of kindness and grace we would offer a good friend who's going through something similar. I trust you for this, Lord, and I thank you for the fact that tears may come in the night, but joy does come in the morning. That weeping may last all the night long, but that when the dawn comes, it's another resurrection reminder that the world keeps spinning and you hold all things together by your word and by your hands. Lord, you are good, and we choose to trust you today.
Hello, my name is Kim from Harleysville, Pennsylvania. I'm requesting prayer for myself as I've been battling with my weight and food issues all my life. I'm 45 years old and currently weigh over 400 pounds. As a survivor of sexual and verbal abuse, I stuffed away years of pain, heartache, and shame so I wouldn't have to feel it. I've tried every diet under the sun, and now my doctor is highly recommending I get weight loss surgery. I'm not sure this is the right option for me, since so much of my problem surrounding food is psychological, not purely physical. I actually have an appointment set up this week to see a surgeon to discuss surgery. At this point, I really don't know what else to do to get down to a healthy weight. I am blessed to be married 3 years to a wonderful, godly man who is trying to love past my wounds and scars. Unfortunately, the weight I carry, both physical and emotional, stand in the way of our intimacy. This has become a huge burden in our marriage. I'm asking if you can please pray God gives me clarity on the decision to have surgery or not, and if not, if he can show me how to do it and give me the strength and ability to do so. Also, if you can please pray for much healing in my marriage. God bless you, Mary, for your incredibly anointed gifts of prayer, writing, and artistry. Your strength and wisdom inspire me beyond words, and I'm so thankful for your ministry. Thank you.
Lord, I pray for Kim in Pennsylvania, and I can hear the anguish in her voice and the stress that she's going through, and I pray specifically that you would give her wisdom about what to do next, whether a surgery is the right thing to do or what it is you're asking her to do. I do pray for her heart. I pray for all those years where she used food as a way to both cope with some past terrible stuff, and also as a shield. And this is so, so common. I hope that she knows how common it is for sexual abuse victims to overeat in order to have a body that will repel instead of attract. And this is very, very common. So Lord, I pray also you just give her the grace that she needs to keep moving forward, and that she would give that grace to herself, that she would treat herself in her mind the same way she would treat her spouse or her close friend or a family member that she loves very much. Because shame is not something that needs to stay. She did not earn that shame. Someone else did this to her, and the shame belongs to the perpetrator, not to the victim. Lord, I pray that you would help her to find ways to work through the trauma and the pain of the past that doesn't involve food, but in a healthy way, Lord. You would send friends into her life who hear her story and pray for her. You'd give her just the right amount of therapy that would help her, and the trauma therapy with a trauma-informed therapist that will walk her through next steps. Lord, I pray that you would restore her health and restore unto her the joy of her salvation. I also lift up her marriage to you, and I pray wholeheartedly that you would restore that marriage, Lord. You would bring joy into the marriage bed, that you would help her not to hide anymore, but to be healed. I thank you for her spouse who is understanding, and I pray you give him more patience as they work through this issue. And Lord, I also, as I'm praying, I just want to say that it's very, very common for this to happen with someone who's a sexual abuse victim to not be able to consummate a marriage, not be able to do that because it's just so triggering. But Lord, I have also walked this road, and I know that there is a bright side to the story, and I know that healing is possible. And so I just pray that you would give her just some light today, some knowledge that this is not unconquerable, that through you and through good therapy and through just your tenacity to love us so well, we can move to a healthier place. And so I pray for all those people today who are struggling in their marriages, particularly because of past sexual abuse. And I pray, Lord, first of all, for great conversations, really open and honest conversations about what triggers, what makes things worse, what makes things better, what does a healthy environment look like. And I also pray for healing. I pray that the spouse of the one who's been abused would have greater patience and understanding. And I pray for the one who has been abused that they would long to get well and have a longing to be whole for the sake of the other and also for their own sake. Lord, this is your work. I can't fix it. I can't fix it in myself, but this is something that you love to do. You love to heal your children, even those who are broken, who feel broken beyond belief. This is your best work, and you do it well. So I pray your Holy Spirit would move in and through her life and her spouse's life, her family's life. You would bring deep, deep, abiding healing that cannot be denied. We'll give you all the glory for it now, because I trust that you will do this and you are strong enough to do it. And I thank you that she's come to the end of herself and realizes that she can't rescue herself, that she needs help, which is the perfect place to be. I pray you would send a good church community around her and good friend community who will cheer her toward a new level of health and emotional health as well. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to this prayer episode of Pray Every Day. Again, if you want to be prayed for, you can go to marydemuth.com/pray and record your prayer request. So grateful that you have been joining us here. I guess us, it's only me, but joining me here on Pray Every Day. And I hope today, this Sunday, is full of peace and new levels of healing and worship and joy. Have an amazing day.